Our second scripture lesson is found in 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, reading at the first verse. Listen again for God's word. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve over Saul? I have rejected him from being king over Israel. Fill your horn with oil and set out. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons." Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears of it, he will kill me." And the Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do, and you shall anoint for me the one whom I name to you." Samuel did what the Lord commanded and came to Bethlehem. The elders of the city came to meet him trembling and said, "Do you come peaceably?" He said, "Peaceably. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they came, he looked on Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is now before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord does not see as mortals see. They look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. He said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Then Jesse made Shammah pass by, and he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel, and Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any of these." Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all your sons here?" And he said, "There remains yet the youngest, but he is keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and bring him, for we will not sit down until he comes here." He sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. The Lord said, "Rise and anoint him, for this is the one." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. Samuel then set out and went to Ramah. The word of the Lord. JT, Katie, Gianna, Abby, Mason. On this, your confirmation day, this sermon is for you. By that, I mean when I thought about this passage, when I thought about this day, I had your faces in my head. Everyone's invited to listen, but this sermon is being preached for you five. From now on, you can always win a game of I Never, because most people don't have a sermon written just for them. The text in Samuel takes us back to a special day for David. You awaken today knowing it was going to be a special day, a day when you complete your confirmation process, a day when you stand in front of the congregation and profess your faith, a day your family, your mentor, your friends, your church congregation surround you to celebrate this wonderful moment in your life. David, of course, did not know that he was going to have something special happened that day. He awakened and went to the fields to take care of the sheep. A normal routine day interrupted. Interrupted by the touch of the prophet Samuel's hand as he anointed David with some oil and marks David as the one who will be king of Israel. But even after the great prophet's touch that day, David does not immediately take over as king. First, he has to go back to the fields and watch the sheep. Then he will fight Goliath. Then he will be part of King Saul's court and play soothing music on the lyre when King Saul has a headache. He will be a warrior for King Saul. And finally, after all that, after King Saul has turned against him, after Saul has been killed in battle, then and only then will David become king of Israel. From the time he was anointed until he became king of Israel, David served God in many different ways. Today you profess your faith in Jesus Christ, and we mark this moment with a touch of oil, anointing, if you will. Tomorrow you go back to middle school, and then in a year or so, high school. The oil will be washed off your forehead. You have lots in front of you, maybe college, your first real job. Who knows what else is in front of you? Your profession of faith and anointing mark an important day in your life, but like David, it is not your final destination. You have hopes and dreams, but even those will change as you move through the coming years of your life. You can expect to have some important moments in your faith life, maybe a Synod Youth Workshop experience or a mission trip in the future, or a time in college when you desperately need God and, wow, God is there for you. Like David, you can expect to have some challenges in your life. Maybe you won't make homecoming court, or you don't get into your first choice of college, or a loved one dies. All that is yet to come. How God is going to use you and nurture you is yet to be revealed. But today, with the touch of a hand and some oil, we anoint you to celebrate your profession of faith and acknowledge that as you move into that unknown future, you do so as a professing disciple of Christ. I want to take a moment and look at a story in David's journey. It's a story you know, you heard it as a kid, the story of David and Goliath. You remember that Goliath was a Philistine giant and the enemy of the Israelites. You remember that David took only his slingshot into battle, but do you remember what David wore that day? As the story goes, they dressed him in King Saul's armor. They put a giant helmet on his head to protect him, and they gave him a sword as a weapon. He was ready for battle. But he couldn't move. He was weighed down. And he said, "I'm a shepherd. Give me a staff. Give me a pouch with my stones in it, and give me my trusty slingshot, and I'll go into battle." And he did. As Goliath laughed at the unprotected shepherd before him, as the Israelite soldiers feared for the shepherd with no real weapons or protection, David took out a stone, pulled the slingshot, and killed Goliath. David knew who he was and how to use his gifts. As we anoint you today, we acknowledge that you are a child of God, a child that God has created with unique gifts in a particular way. You are bound together with us and with each other through your profession of faith, but you have unique gifts and talents. Your call is to be the person God created you to be. Not to dress up in armor if you are a shepherd. Not to wear clothes or take on the personality others choose for you. Claim who God made you to be and the gifts God has given you. And don't forget that it was David's heart. It was David's heart for God that made him the one whom Samuel was to anoint. All the other brothers paraded in front of Samuel. The oldest, we might expect the oldest to be chosen in the world in which they live, but no, not the oldest. The tallest, probably not. The smartest, maybe not. None of them were the right one. Whatever criteria they used, one by one, they failed to meet the criteria. Because God does not look on outward appearances. God looks to the heart. Had Samuel somehow misunderstood? Any other sons? Oh, there's the youngest. He's so unimportant to this. We left him in the fields with the sheep. He's the one we call David. He's the one God called to be king of Israel. Not because he was the youngest or the best looking or the smartest, but because he had a heart for God. As you live out your profession of faith, there is nothing more important than having a heart for God. Each of you have many talents, but as you use your gifts in following Jesus Christ, none will be as important as your heart for God. A heart for God that reveals your desire to be in relationship with Jesus Christ. A heart for God that opens you up to the power of the Holy Spirit to make you a new creation. A heart for God that gives you a desire to share God's love with others in the world. When you profess your faith in Jesus Christ, you use words. When you live out your profession of faith, let your heart guide you. We read in the Gospel of John a scene where John the Baptist sees Jesus and tells two of his followers, "There's the Lamb of God." The two approach Jesus and ask, "Whom are you looking for?" And they reply, "Rabbi." And then ask, "Where are you staying?" "Come and see," Jesus tells them. The two go and see and discover he is the Messiah, which means the anointed. You five started confirmation with an invitation to come and see. Today, you confess that you have found the Messiah, the anointed, and you join with him. Amen.